All right, so get comfortable. Okay, so begin to do some prana breathing. This is really important. It's in through the nose and out through the mouth. So prana breathing helps to get you relaxed quickly and also helps to center you in your central pillar. So as you breathe in through your nose, and take some really deep, deep breaths. And as you breathe slowly with this prana breathing, you can feel yourself relaxing. So tonight together, we are going to create a personal Merkaba, a healing vessel or chariot that protects your body, heart, mind, and spirit, becomes a traveling vehicle and also a vehicle of manifestation. So let's begin by sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine, from Malkut, down your legs, down through the base of your feet, and down through all the layers of earth. All the way down to the center of the planet. And then begin to draw up this earth energy up until it reaches the base of your feet. And you pull this energy up your legs and connect with Malkut at the base of your spine, bringing it up into your second chakra, into Yesod, over to your left hip at Hod, over to your right hip at Netzach, and then pull it up through your belly, up through your solar plexus, and right up into your heart at Tiferet, over to your left shoulder and down your left arm, left shoulder at Gevura, and then over to Hesed at your right shoulder, and then pull it down your right arm. And then pull this energy up through your throat, opening a portal passageway through your throat, bringing the energy up into your third eye, Da'at. And then pull the energy to your left brain at Bina, and over to your right brain at Chokmah, and then up through Keter, your crown, open the top of your head, and bring it up and around you like a fountain of liquid light. And then imagine above you the vast starry heavens. And as you open the top of your head, invite this divine energy to pour into your crown. And the energy goes down the lightning flash, so you feel it coming into your crown and then over to your right brain, and then it pours into your left brain, down into your third eye, gently flowing down your throat, and then over to your right shoulder, and your left shoulder, and then you draw it down into your heart. And let it gently flow to your solar plexus and belly, over to your right hip, then your left hip, and down into your second chakra pelvic area, down through the base of your spine, down your legs, and right into the earth. So feel this two-way flow of the earth energy up the lightning flash and the spiritual divine energy down, spiraling down the lightning flash. Now imagine that you are surrounded by a sacred circle of your angels and guides, your spiritual beings who are with you always and are concerned about your growth and development. Picture them surrounding you with deep love and compassion. Feel the circle of protection that they form around you. Now imagine as they beam this love around you, that this circle becomes a three-dimensional sphere of light, so that you are completely surrounded now by a sphere of light. So breathe deeply and activate this sphere of light with your own energy, filling it with your divine essence. Now imagine that below you is a large upside-down pyramid. It's crystalline. The point of the pyramid is pointing downwards into the ground. And you are standing in the base of this large pyramid. This is your feminine pyramid, pointing down. Feel its power and strength as it penetrates into the ground. Now imagine another crystalline pyramid above you that is right side up, pointing up to the sky. This is your masculine pyramid. Feel its power and strength. And now with your will and imagination, you invite the two pyramids to slowly, slowly move towards each other. The bottom pyramid slowly moving up, and the top pyramid is slowly moving down. And then at some point it stops so that you are inside both pyramids, forming a three-dimensional star all around you. This is your personal Merkaba, your personal chariot, infused with your own energy, encircled by your spiritual guides, and infused with the consciousness of earth and sky. Breathe deeply and continue to activate your chariot. Within your chariot, you are protected from other people's energy. You are protected from environmental energy that might sap your strength and vitality. Within this vessel, you can renew yourself and return to your own rhythm and vital energy. If you need more vitality and replenishment, invite in more divine light to fill and infuse your Merkaba. Do so now. Imagine now that the walls of your sacred chariot are permeable, and if you need to release anything out of your system, any negative emotions, any toxins, imagine this energy moving out of your Merkaba. Take a deep, deep breath in, and on the out breath, release any stress, any concerns. Take another deep breath and do the same thing. Release on the out breath. See the stress leaving your sacred vessel, flowing out and returning to the elements, to the earth or sky, easily breaking apart and returning to their elemental form. You breathe in healing, and you breathe out stress. Continue your prana breathing in through your nose and out through the mouth. You breathe in healing, and you breathe out stress. Keep breathing until all stress is gone. And now within your sacred healing vessel, imagine bringing in powerful light of the divine presence. Allow the light to pour into your chariot, filling it with light and love, compassion, and vital life force energy. Soak this light into your very being, letting it permeate your flesh, your bones, your cells, deep into the DNA at the heart of each cell of your body. Activate your DNA, the life force dwelling within every fiber of your being. The life force is vitalizing your physical body. The life force is vitalizing your emotional body. And now the life force is vitalizing your spiritual body. Take a few more deep breaths and center yourself in this vital force. Now let's experiment with a manifestation process. So just imagine one thing that you desire to manifest at this time in your life. Keep it simple. One thing that you are manifesting or that you desire to manifest. So let's activate your upper pyramid, your masculine pyramid that is pointing up. Before you spin it, think very clearly and imagine very clearly exactly what it is that you desire to manifest. The facts, the dates, the times, the amounts. Picture that and put it intentionally in your upper pyramid. Count of three, we're going to spin it to the right, clockwise. One, two, three. Spin your upper pyramid. Spin it, spin it, spin it. Get it going. You might feel a little dizzy. Just breathe. Get it spinning at a very fast rate to the right, clockwise, clockwise, clockwise. You can feel this upper pyramid spinning like a top. And you are still in the center. And so keep feeding it with that imagination of exactly what you desire to manifest. And while the upper pyramid is spinning, you become aware of the lower pyramid pointing down, your feminine pyramid. Now, feel the feelings, the happy feelings, the positive feelings, the joy that you will feel, that you are feeling, as this manifestation comes to be, and focus it in your lower pyramid. And on the count of three, we're going to spin it to the left, counterclockwise. One, two, three. Spin that lower pyramid. Spin it counterclockwise to the left. Spin, spin, spin. It's spinning at the same rate. Get it going at the same rate as the upper pyramid. And you are absolutely still in the center. And as that bottom pyramid is spinning, 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 you are infusing it with all of your feelings. And as the pyramids spin in opposite directions, you are still and quiet and calm in the center. And trust and know in your heart of hearts that this manifestation is coming to be at this moment. You are manifesting your desire at this moment. Coming into physical manifestation. Breathe, keep your center, feel your central pillar of consciousness. And imagine as your two pyramids are spinning in opposite directions, imagine that you just breathe and you expand your Merkaba a little bit bigger, make it a little bit bigger so that it feels roomy. And you're expanding your aura out and out. And just feel everyone else's Merkaba. You can feel each of our Merkabas expanding. And as a group, just for fun, why don't we send some love out to the world? Send it all the way around the world, United States, Europe, I mean, everywhere. It needs our coherent love moving around the globe. And then don't forget to bring some of that back into your Merkaba. Receive it back in. Come back to your center now and just allow the pyramids to slow down their spinning. Gently, gently slow down their spinning. And just allow them to come to a stop. And then just breathe inside of these two crystal pyramids. And know that you can return to activate your Merkaba any time to manifest, to protect your vital energy, to protect yourself from other people's energy, and to take a journey wherever you desire to go. This is your traveling vehicle. So imagine now that the two pyramids are gently, gently dissolving in your mind's eye. Gently dissolving. You find yourself back in your circle of guides where you began this journey. And perhaps one guide has some advice for you in terms of your Merkaba. So see if one guide comes forward and just gives you some advice on your particular Merkaba. You thank your guide. And again, you can return to your circle of guides anytime. They're always here to help you. So you thank your guides and you make your way back to this time and place. Sitting in your chair where you began this journey. And take a few more prana breaths and anchor this experience inside your body. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.